According to the largest U.S. advocacy group for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people, 22 trans or gender nonconforming people have been fatally shot or killed by other violent means in 2019. And this number is most likely an undercount, according to the Human Rights Campaign. While Trans Day of Remembrance cannot bring any of those killed back to life, Thomas Pierce, who heads the Grand Rapids Pride Center, says it's an opportunity to recognize the lives that were lost to violence.
Whether you identify as trans, gay, bisexual, pansexual, lesbian, or straight, and you want to be an ally, being an ally is being informed of these things and knowing that there is a demographic of this community that is being targeted and being targeted for violence and death.
Pierce says that bringing up the violence the trans community undergoes on a regular basis is his responsibility as a white man.
It's not pretty to talk about, but it's important because people are dying. And if we don't talk about it, no one's going to know, and it's going to keep happening. No one's going to want to bring it up to the point where we need to actively start pushing for legislation.
Trans Day of Remembrance will take place on Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. at Aisle 9 next door to Lucy's Cafe in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The event will feature a vigil and reading of names, as well as messages from guest speakers and artists from the local trans community. Michelle Jokish-Bolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.